mareta mate kita basta ibinya cara mimpi sawasa mimpi mimpi iki ya ida ta ta mai ko ni yo ya cara lulu mo mita.
You talk about my trouble, you never saw my struggle. You talk about my trouble, you never saw my struggle. Give back Caesar what belongs to Caesar. What belongs to Caesar? Give back Caesar what belongs to Caesar. What belongs to Caesar?
Whoever try this, I go step you down. Down on your knees, begging mercy from Christ, man, I fumble. Babylon, get up and run, come me rock them. Man, let me never go to jail. You see me, girl, a pretty one, feel no boat of price. Bad mind, bad vibe, bad everything, bad energy, negativity.
You talk about my trouble, you never saw my struggle. You talk about my trouble, you never saw my struggle. Give back Caesar what belongs to Caesar. What belongs to Caesar? Give back Caesar what belongs to Caesar. What belongs to Caesar?
Because the magia what I perish am a benkisa. Fast time billion tarami misa wesa. Between the mita yikiya itata sa. My money yo yo ya sele lolo mo misa. And to ruby money on it a di guango. My steps APC mili mili me lom bom bom. But the rat na big wish to see a hongo. That's it. Twale rusali pori na mane mi mongo. Every time you wanna be part of my tribal, you came to know about my life, what about my struggle. You never saw, you wanna know I'm capable.
You never saw, you wanna know I'm capable.
You talk about my trouble, you never saw my struggle.
Yeah, one love, West Nile people. Today, I and my brother, Derek Percy, we took time to come to Lolita Records, located in Jiako, owned by a veteran musician that is King Wither straight away. And we are actually introducing a new producer who has been working in different places. Now he has the opportunity to come to West Nile to work with us, and we felt it was very necessary for us to let you know who he is and his profile. Perhaps you may find working with him being of importance to you, and we need to unveil this young lad who is right here with me. My name is Nelly JR, together with Derek Percy. And now my apologies for the visual people. And I know you'll be expecting a video of this, but I don't know. We are doing audio, so this is our podcast. And it's been a while we're doing podcast on Exposed, West Nile Exposed. And we'll be sharing it in our various worlds. My Facebook name being God's Son, Nelly JR. Yes.
And I'm Derek Percy. Hello, producer.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Presenter?
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good.
It's a pleasure seeing you in Aru, actually.
Yeah, I'm so happy to join the West Nile group.
Mm-hmm, the entertainment fraternity.
Yeah.
Let the world know. Let West Nile know who you are.
Yeah, you're talking to Benja Side Production.
Benja.
A.K.A. Cypher Beats.
Benja Cypher. Cypher Beats.
Benja Site. As in
Site. Benja Site.
Yeah, Benja Site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of your producer, Benja.
This site, I just added the site thing for my site, like I'm seeing somewhere where I'm heading.
Okay. Oh, you have a vision.
I have a vision.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us, when did you come to Aru?
I came to Arua in March.
In March.
March.
This very year.
Yeah, this very year.
How are you finding the environment?
The environment is good. Just like a new person has to adapt by the ways of the area. Mm. But so far, I find the place very interesting.
Okay. Yeah. And so far in your 3 months or 2 months perhaps of being around, how many songs have you produced?
I produced like some good 5 projects.
Okay.
So far, good ones.
Good 5 projects. Like, can you give us the names?
There is a song for Shatter.
Mm-hmm. Aban Shatter. The guy who was in the stories a few months ago.
Yeah, the song is called Story of Life. Actually, that song, he gave it in to me to produce it because he was in the chaoses of... with the other guy,
LP Shadi.
Yeah, they were in some wrangle. So he came to studio. He told me, Benja, let's do this track because I feel there is something I'm feeling inside of me. He wanted to speak out what he was feeling. Understand? So we made a song called Story of Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then which other projects?
There is a song for the other guy called Bluetooth, yes. And King Wida and Deli P. It's called Deli P, yeah.
Yes.
Those are some good guys also who are doing some music around, some good music. So I'm trying to interact with them. That's one of the projects which is running.
Mm-hmm.
And there is another project for some guy called Trevor Gunter. Mm. It's called African Woman.
Shake
Your Body, yeah. It's a good dancehall vibe. It is running. It's good.
Mm.
I'm going to read those projects very soon.
Mm.
Yeah, just the sight of you alone, you look very young, you young guy. And now, but when I was hearing about you, some of the things you have ever done, I think you've like added weight to your profile. When did you begin productions and what influenced you? Who taught you productions and what do you think you've achieved in production?
Actually, personally speaking, I joined the industry some years back, like 2015.
Yes.
That is some 6 years back.
Yeah.
So in that thing, I was like, I loved music because of something which was like, I'm a church person.
Yes.
I grew up in a family of Christians. My dad is
so
a
you were choir?
Yeah, I was in choir. I was trying to feel those piano melodies. Yeah. Then from nowhere, we were working with a guy called Herbert Skills. You know,
yeah,
Herbert Skills.
Yeah.
That is a guy who inspired me to become a producer because we used to go to church. We play. He played jazz. I played piano at times, guitar, what like that.
Mm.
But he was having a good studio. It was called Sound Makers.
Mm.
So he was my good friend. So he tried to pull me by his side. He was like, Benja, your piano is good, but you need something which is extraordinary. You understand?
Yeah.
So we became that much close. I got time. I went to his studio. I started interacting with him. So in that period, I started picking interest personally because that thing of music is something which is like a drug. It can pull
you
understand?
Yeah,
it's a cold.
So I told my parents, like, I have something which I'm seeing future in. You understand?
Yeah.
So I dropped in form six, you understand, personally, because I saw something which was good.
You saw the calling for production.
Yeah. So I joined. Abad School is even the one who told me that thing of production. Slowly, slowly, we started. So from there, he took me to some studio there in Makerere called High Tunes.
Okay. Yes.
Understand? For producer Rakon.
Yeah.
So from there, that's where I met a man called Eno Beats. But by that time, he was called Eno Quality.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
He took me to Sudan, collected me to some nigga called Kashdi. To Sudan.
Kashdi in South Sudan,
yeah.
Juba.
So we went there. We started interacting with those guys. They were friendly. Things went on well. You understand? So from there, I meet Bomba also. You know Bomba?
Yeah, Bomba.
Bomba made my beat. He's my brother. We are from the same area, Mbale.
Oh, Eastern same Uganda. Clan, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. From there. So Bomba also tried to give me something.
Tips.
Understand?
Yeah.
Because we met in the time whereby we are looking for the ways of surviving. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So we met there with even this guy called Reality. That he made a song for Epas Guliwano,
yes.
That song. So from there, we came back to the city. Now we are trying to expand ourselves from now Juba.
Yeah.
In Juba, I get some other kind of love for music because now I met real guys who are trying to run the industry.
And that's where you also produced a hit song called
Anabidafa.
Anabidafa.
Yeah,
by Kashdi.
By Kashdi. Those of Money Men, what. So from there, we came back. We started working at a studio for Genome Gadi called the Afande
Records.
Records,
yeah.
That's where we're working with the Eno Beats, you understand? So from there, I met a guy called Prince Aizo. Prince Aizo. He's owning a studio called Kama Records there in March, India, you understand?
Yeah.
So he tried to connect me to those guys.
To the big artists?
To the big artists. That's where I met Aziz Azion. I met those guys of Maro, what? So on hearing my touch, they were inspired.
Okay, now, let's stop at that. In fact, the song that introduced us was My Struggle. That was done by King Wida, Delpy, and rapper Bluetooth, produced by producer Benja.
Yeah.
And now we're listening to another touch, another production from producer Benja. This one is the one from South Sudan.
Yeah.
It's called?
Anabidafa.
Anabidafa from Kashdi. We shall be back with more. Producer Benja is still with us here.
I'll be there. there whenever you need me.
He's the one that
be
low.
I'm gonna be there whenever you need me.
He's the one that I know. Never wanna think I'm dying to know. Never find a thing I'm dying to know.
So West Nile, that is Anna Bidafa, a music actually from South Sudan, done by Cash B, but of course being produced by a producer Benja, who is right now running the town. As we told you earlier, I and Derek, we run the town. The town doesn't run us.
True,
so this time around, we want the producer to run the town too.
Yeah.
So he's here, and we're still knowing much. He was telling us he got connections here and there. He met Maro. He met Aziz, Azion, this and that. So now, tell us more. How was it working with these people, and what actually was the impact? What thing did you produce that you really felt, I gave my best to this person? So,
like, personal as a producer, my time was good meeting those guys, because in my expectations, let me try to flashback, like in the times when I was still in church.
Yeah,
I was dreaming much to also to be like someone who can try to put something forth for some people to hear, you understand?
Yeah.
Because the music of church is kind of limited. You also know
cannot
exceed, like you cannot...
Some boundaries.
Yeah, because it's only for church, crusade, what. So this time, I came into some serious thing, like, these guys inspired me, they loved me, they showed me like you can, you understand? They used to give me a hand where I felt like I cannot, they used to give me a hand, like I can lack some money, I can do what, I want to raise something, they say, Benja, don't put yourself on pressure. The thing is this, the industry needs to be taken like this, it is like something which is called patience, you understand? After that, everything can go along, you understand? So I started realizing, like, the people I was having, they were the right people, because at the time of meeting them, it was not a big period, but in that small time, I happened to use that small time they gave me to do something. Actually, that time of recording Aziz Azion, I met him with some guy called Kesa Mkumapesa. That guy is owning a studio called Switch. So I was there. He's my friend. We worked with him at the same studio, that Kesa Mkumapesa from Kayton Records. Understand?
Yeah.
So we met there. He told me, man, Benja, you're a good guy. Me, I've made hits, but Benja, you have not yet made any good song yet. You're just my friend. You work with us, but you also need something, which is what?
The platform,
yeah. So because we used to go to clubs, guys used to bounce us, they say what. But those guys used to enter those ones who are having hit songs. You understand?
Yeah.
So this time I started hanging out with big boys, you understand, around the town.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
So,
like you're already hanging out with big boys now.
Yeah, already. You understand? So things came easy. They started lining up. I started getting guys who started to gain interest in me, who started to trust in the work I was trying to produce, you understand? So it also gave me motivation, you understand?
Yeah.
I started to look forth beyond what I was expecting, you understand? I started to see like some goals where I can score. By the way, I in that thing, some of the achievements I got in that period, from when I come from Sudan to this one, matching the what, I bought a studio, a good studio called Tough Records. It was in Machi in the Salama Road, you understand? But as you know, things,
competition
and thieves, they just broke the studio, it went down. So that was one of the things that I achieved in music, that I felt like it was bringing my dreams close, you understand?
Yes.
So in the same journey, I refused to give up, because I know that thing, I just worked for it and I can achieve it as long as I am still in the same game.
Yes.
Understand?
Yeah.
So that is it.
Now about your coming to Arua, how did you get the connections to come to Arua City Action?
Actually, about that one, Arua, I was working at Karma Records, then my contract got done, you understand? So in the period of the contract getting finished, done, there was this thing of Corona, you understand? And besides that, there was this thing of elections.
Yeah.
People there were being adapted, drones come, they just round up the studio, the lock, every guys who are there, artists, they take them to prison, you understand?
Yes, yeah.
So for me, as someone who was having like much of my people there in Kampala, I saw like there is something, some something which needed to be done, because their music was good, but there was no money yet at the period, because people up and down, they're scared of some things, you know. So that is the thing. Like, I tried to meet a guy called Cool Packs, understand? That guy knew a guy called Bravo. Bravo is some guy.
The director of DCN Records.
DCN Records.
So,
actually, both Nebi and Arua, he owns both.
So I went to Nebi first. I went to DCN Nebi. I worked there with Deepan for some two weeks, you understand?
Yeah.
As I was communicating to Wida, one of the studio, you understand?
Yeah.
So he told me there is a guy there, he's in Arua, has a good studio, and he loves some guys who are talented, you understand? So we tried to sit down with him, and we gave a review of what he's here, understand? He told me what these artists are, this are this. And according to me, personally, I loved music and I love touring. I love making friends, you understand?
Yeah.
Being my first time in West Nile, I realized it was a good time to try to make the people of West Nile also to get to know me. Because me personally, I've been there in Central, you understand? I've never crossed West Nile, I've never gone where, apart from those
South
places
Sudan.
I told you, South Sudan.
Yes.
Yeah, understand. So those are the things which you are trying, how the things we're trying to move.
Okay, now, in your production, what kind of genre of music do you think you're very good at? I mean, you love to produce most. Maybe dancehall, maybe reggae, maybe, I don't know. What is your best touch ever, you feel? So that whoever's listening to this podcast, we know a producer has to be versatile, but always there's that area that you excel much more. So, yeah.
Personal as Benja said, I will try to speak out the truth from me. Like, me, the very nice style I can feel is dancehall.
Okay.
Dancehall is something which I feel with my heart. Even me, when I'm making it, I can just pick the vibes from nowhere because it is my thing. I feel it inside. Dancehall. Then, maybe besides that, if we are to say, these other style like those of Wizkid, Afropop, those styles also like them, and I do them because it is the thing which is...
It's the trend now.
The trend. People cannot leave you to be on one side.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
You have to make sure, like, to balance both sides. Like, you can do this style, you can do this style, even if you are specialized in the other one. But this one also, it can do what? It can help much to attract more clients. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Let's listen to another song. In fact, it's also done by producer Benja. This is called... this is Aziza's one, right?
Yeah.
I'm burning.
Burning.
Yeah.
Aziza's your name. Producer Benja. The two of us.
All right, Burning from Aziza Zion, a song produced by producer Benja, who is chilling with us here at Lolita Records. It's still the podcast with me, Derek Passy, and my brother, Nelly J. Ara. Producer Benja.
Yes.
How did you manage to bring out this big hit, this big song? Because trust me, this song, I really loved it. I loved it, and I still love it, and it has been a big song.
Mm. Let's be really used to dedicate this song to,
yes,
your girlfriend.
To my girlfriend, yeah. To my ex-girlfriend now. So, how did you manage to do this, like, a big touch?
No, this thing is, like, about connections, understand?
Mm. Yeah.
And the way people handle you, this guy called this. There is a way he tried to handle me very well, mm-hmm. in the way that I was very comfortable.
Okay.
You know, making a good song is all about the way you people, an artist and a producer, you're communicating,
relate.
And the way you're relating, and yeah. the way you are doing your things, you understand?
Yeah, true, true.
So the way the guy was handling his things was good. There mm-hmm. are these clients who some artists can come to a studio, mm-hmm. he's not believing in the producer, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's just trying to
despising
try.
The producer.
Yeah. So he tried to give a song which is just trying, but mm-hmm. this time, the guy came with his relics, which are real, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So I also had to give in my best of me mm-hmm. to see that the thing can come out. And God willingly, the thing came out.
Oh, that's so nice. Otherwise, we're actually coming to the closed session of the podcast.
Yeah.
But before we sign out, tell us, how can somebody, an artist or a person who is listening to us right now, access you? Apart from coming here to Lolita Records in Jiako, how can the person access you?
Personally, I am on Facebook by names of Benja Site Production.
Benja Site Production.
Yeah, I am.
That is B-E-N...
J-A-C-Y-T.
C-Y-T.
Yeah.
That's as one word or two words?
Spaced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and on Twitter, still the same name, Abenja Site Pro. Mm. Then on Instagram, still the same, the same names, you understand?
Mm.
Then, my number,
mm.
I have MTN, it is 07888.
07888.
23. 291.
291.
Yeah.
Then?
Airtel 07 double 5 47 46 07.
And you forgot to tell the royal ladies whether you're single.
And actually, I wanted to say, you know, producers, when it comes to women, they're not easy. We hope that you're going to produce, but at the same time,
yeah,
not producing kids or
on the
music.
Beat,
no.
You know?
No.
You'll not be on the beans, but so, rather on the beats.
By the way, I forgot to tell you,
As
a producer, there is the thing of having selling out your product.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Me personally, I came with my woman.
Oh, wow.
There.
Yeah.
She's that woman. She's an artist. You
okay,
understand?
Okay.
She's called Alessi. She's a good artist. You understand? Mm. So I wanted her to be with me because when I do
so that you don't get tempted.
Yeah, that is
this
the thing.
Was nice. otherwise, thank you so much. That has been producer Benja. Yeah, he has been chilling with us here at Lolita Records, and this is actually where he is based.
We're actually chilling with
we
him.
We are chilling with him, in fact.
Yeah,
chilling with the men.
Yeah, with the big boys in town.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you.